In Muslim culture, there is modesty, moral decency and sense of honor. Unveiling indecency has never been part of Muslim culture. In today's day and age, after following non-Muslims, a Muslim has reached to that state where his own wife is unveiled, his own sister is unveiled, his mother is unveiled. But all this has no effect on dignity of this Muslim, as he doesn't seem to advise his woman not to unveil. Once a woman filed a suit in the court against her husband regarding her right of dawah, that her husband is not giving her due right. When that woman presented herself before judge, she also produced few witnesses. Witnesses requested that she should unveil her face so that we can see and recognize her that she is the same woman. Judge told her to do so. In certain conditions, woman can unveil her face. But that woman started trembling and her hands were shaking, as she did not want that her face is seen by anyone other than her husband. That self-respecting husband called out loud that I am ready to pay her right of dawah. As she does not want to unveil, so do not do that. And I also don't want that any stranger looks at my wife. When that woman saw that her husband is so self-respecting that he did not want that her face was shown to someone else, she said to the judge, as my husband is so self-respecting that he doesn't want my face to be seen by strangers. Just because of this, I withdraw this case. Before, husbands used to be self-respecting. I'm sorry, but nowadays, there isn't left any self-respect. They take their wives around unveiled. They even don't advise them for wailing. Okay, if someone tries his best, makes her understand, advises her, and she doesn't listen, that's a separate case. But unless wail on the intellect of man is not removed, the woman will not adopt wailing. But until now, in our society, unveiling is being promoted. And it's not happening recently. It has been happening for many years. Because of this unveiling, virgin girls are becoming mothers. A day old babies, few hours old babies are being found on the pile of garbage. All this is gift of unveiling. I feel surprised upon those women who fall in trap of these men, who praise them, admire them, and talk to them nicely just for their own frustration. And these women expose their beauty for them. Oh, my dear Islamic sisters, try to understand the cleverness and frustration of these men who want you to see unveiled. You'll say, no, I see her as my sister. Why do you see her as your sister? You have got your sister at home, see her. I see her as my mother. Then you have got your mother at home. See her. You don't have time to see your own mother. But to others, he's just like my mother, this, that, the other. Only women you see and treat like your mother and sister. Have you ever said this person is my uncle, my father, my brother? Or he's just like my grandfather? No, because you only have interest in women for all these so-called relationships. These are all traps of shaitan, which we have to understand, my dear Islamic brothers and sisters. And together we have to counter this unveiling and indecency. It is us who have to fight this battle of immodesty with true passion of faith and determination. For that we have to stop ourselves first. We cannot protect our eyes from one picture of unveiled woman in our mobile phone. We can't protect our eyes from those unveiled women who come on our television screens. Today's nation is watching films and dramas, sitting together with mother and sisters. Allah protect us. May Allah give us true passion of faith and sense of self-respect, and give us control upon our carnal desires.